Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and we are now joined with Liz Moskrop. And Liz, you wrote a book.
I did. I wrote The 100 Greatest Women in Aviation.
And you were nice enough to bring one in so we could see this. It's a big book. It's full of wonderful pictures of women in aviation.
Over a long time. Basically, the history of aviation.
Right.
I like what you've done here, though, and that is, let's not forget about the women who came along with the industry from the beginning, is what I'm getting from this book.
Yeah. How did you get started, Liz? What got you onto this?
It was the anniversary of the first flight of the Wright brothers, which is fabulous and nothing to detract from the great guys in aviation. But I started wondering about, what about the women, the women's stories? And when I started doing the research, people said, oh, you'll never find 100 women, because at the time it was 100 years since the first woman got her license, which is Baronne de La Roche, who is a French baroness, who actually wasn't. She was an actress, but very, very brave and musical theatre. And she, Charles Voisin, the famous aircraft builder and aviator in France, fell in love with her, and she was very keen to learn to fly. So that's how she got her license. So, and when researching it, I found there were more women I had to leave out, sadly, because I'm going to do more website work on it, because they're just such amazing stories to tell.
What were some of your challenges in getting the research done?
Documentation and language, because if you see the book, it's international. There are women from all over the world. There's a lot, obviously, US. You guys have the mecca of aviation. I just love coming here to Oshkosh. There's a lot of famous US pilots. But some of the women from other areas of the world, there wasn't great translation, and trying to find out information about them was quite challenging. But it was a great project to be involved in.
Do you have some favorites?
I do. My very favorite is fairly local to here, Bessie Coleman. The most inspiring. Oprah Winfrey, if you happen to be listening, please do a story about Bessie. It is the, go on, sorry.
Well, and I was going to say is that I just happen to have it up on the screen. I'm looking at your slideshow, and Bessie Coleman came up recently when they tore up Migs Field in Chicago, and they were going to propose to get a hold of federal funds to rebuild it, a group was, and they were going to name it Bessie Coleman Field. And so that's why I was just, when I saw the name, it was just brought back the memories of that fight. And she's from 1921. So I didn't want to interrupt you.
I love it that you are a Bessie Coleman fan. I have educated so many cab drivers when I land at Chicago. We go out with Bessie Coleman drivers. Do you know who Bessie Coleman was? Well, you're gonna. And if anyone here doesn't know who Bessie Coleman was, she was the first black licensed pilot in the world. She grew up in poverty, one of a family of 13, no education. She essentially saved up enough money. Her mum took in laundry so she could do a year at university. She was determined, in her own words, to make something of herself. So she taught herself some beauty skills and worked, this is very potted history, but taught herself some beauty skills. And she was working in a kind of manicurist parlor, and she met a guy, Robert S. Abbott, who founded the Chicago Defender. And he was so impressed with her. Her brothers had come back from World War One and talked about people flying, that he funded her to, she had to go learn French, because remember the era, height of Ku Klux Klan.
Of course.
Women were not encouraged to fly anyway. So the fact she was a black woman who wanted to go and learn and get this license, she was just denied everywhere she went. But she sailed to France. She taught herself French. She came back. She had to go back to France and get aerobatic skills. And then she refused to play to segregated gates. And she was a real champion of equal rights, a very early proponent. And she died, unfortunately, young, as a lot of early aviators did, because the machines were just not as sophisticated as they were today, in an accident that her navigator was flying her aircraft she'd saved up so hard to get. But she kind of died in a fitting way, if you will, for an aviator, not that it's a great way to die. No way is. But I fell in love with Bessie Coleman when I first, I only encountered the story when I started researching the book. And I think for me, she is, from the historical characters, she's the most inspiring woman in the book. Although there are many, many inspiring ladies in the book.
So many barriers that she took down all at once and faced all of those challenges at once.
She did. And the contemporary, I think, today is a lady called Hanady Hindi, who is the first Saudi pilot with a license. And she has been, like many of the women in the book, there are a lot of great guys in the book who supported and championed women's rights. You know, this is a book to celebrate women's achievement, but it's also a celebration of enlightened guys and supportive guys, too. Hanady is sponsored by Prince Alawid in Saudi Arabia, and she got her commercial license in 2004. She had to go to Jordan. It took another 10 years for the second female licensed pilot in Saudi to get her license. And, you know, there are women everywhere today. There are still only 10% of female commercial pilots, and there are many, many reasons why that is. This isn't the purpose of this talk with you now today, but I really wanted to bring to light some of the fabulous stories. There are Chinese aviatrices in there who supported the war effort. I've got a French lady, Marie Marvinct, who dressed up as a man and fought in World War I and was fished out and had to be sent back. And there are just some really cool stories that I want to share with people here.
And so it's a thick book. So you go into some detail on each one of these people.
I do. It's a potted history, though, because there are 100 of them. So, and in every story, pretty much, I guide people to the research that I took. So a lot of the women wrote stories, their own stories. People like Anne Lindbergh, Charles Lindbergh's wife. Yep. 13 books. You know, I'd urge people to go and read some of the books that the women published.
And I noticed that some of the selections, some are astronauts, some are military people, some are civilians. It's just kind of, you get this a cross-section of the different ways that these women got themselves into aviation. Again, we keep talking about the barriers, but up until recently, it was a tall climb. Unfortunate as it was a tall climb for many of these women.
Did you yourself have to travel worldwide to get some of this research, or how were you able to learn so much about these women?
Thank God for the World Wide Web. Uh-huh. That was my starting point with a lot of it, and then museums, and then phone calls and emails led me. You know, some of the women who are the latter women I interviewed in person, some of them unfortunately have now passed, but people like Betty Skelton, she only died a couple of years ago, and of course Betty Skelton Trophy is in the EAA Museum, so if anyone wants to go and have a look at that. Patty Wagstaff, who's flying in the air show today, who I absolutely am a huge fan of Patty's. I think she's a wonderful woman, and I went to see her in her training school in St. Augustine. Go learn to fly with Patty, go and have an experience. I'm thrilled with the communication today. It made it so easy to do a lot of the research.
Is it your first book?
Yes, it is.
Wow, what an accomplishment.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing.
So what have you learned by looking at the history of the challenges the women have faced in the past versus the challenges they face today?
That the best way to move forward in life, two things. One, have a love and a passion for what you do. And second, collaboration, teamwork. All of these stories and champion stories are team efforts. You know, if someone flew solo around the world, there was someone who put the money up or helped build the plane, who helped support them. Although a lot of, particularly the early women, communications aren't what they are today. And of course, you don't have the same access to weather information and routing information. I'm English, I'm saying it the wrong way. I'd say teamwork, passion, love. You know, we're one among many. If we support each other and love each other, it's very corny. That helps get things done, collaboration.
Now, there's still quite a disparity between the number of men in aviation versus the number of women in aviation, but it's slowly changing, and those numbers for women are increasing. Have you learned from this that you could tell women who would be interested in?
Well, for women my age, I'd just say go do it. It's great fun. Get yourself up. Get someone to give you a ride, male or female. You're here today. Nip up to the ultralight field. You never know. Someone might give you a go if you're here. If you're here and wondering about it, go and get yourself, book yourself into a lesson at an air school, a flight school. And it is something that unless you experience it for yourself, it's very difficult. It's like, how do you talk? How do you walk? Go and have a go. Young women, I guess, you know, look at the new aircraft that are coming out, look at the new Icon and the newer, that might be of more appeal to the younger generation. I love the innovation here, the Innovation Center. And anyone who has access to women, which is pretty much everybody on the field, if you're a guy and you're flying, get your wife, sister, daughter, mother, girlfriend, just take her up. Don't scare her too. Just take her a nice gentle flight.
I think that's part of it. What can men do to make this access for all aviation instead of always having to highlight that, oh, it's great that women are getting involved and that it shouldn't be a thing where we have to highlight it as much anymore.
Okay, flight schools I've been to, a lot of guys who maybe leave it a little awkward around women, break that barrier, turn around, peel off from your group and go and say hi and sit and just talk and relax. You know, anyone going to learn to fly is nervous, any student, male or female, but it's a little bit cliquey, it can be, so try and break away from your guy friends and just go and you know, she won't be creeped out if you just smile and telling her about
well, it's like you said, it's teamwork and collaboration, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have a website?
I do. It's, oh my God, that's my phone. Sorry, everyone.
my website.
Website is www.lizmoscrop.com, LIZMOSCROP.com. And I'm giving another talk about these women with a presentation tomorrow in the Sky Shop at 2, if you want to come
perfect.
And learn more.
And will you be selling the books at the Sky Shop also?
I will. Thank you for asking, Wireless Mike. yes, and they are on sale at the warehouse too. They're $40, which is a special show price.
Excellent. Well, we do appreciate you coming in and sharing this wonderful book with us and talking about all the great women in history. It is The 100 Greatest Women in Aviation by Liz Moscrop. And please come out and see her at, or check out her on the website. Right now, you're listening to EAA Radio.